station props outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. Today's Thursday and it's March 21st. I guess it was the first day of spring yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was. I had a crazy day yesterday.
Did you really?
Yes.
To start off the spring?
Yeah, it was okay. It was really interesting.
Okay,
like,
let's hear it.
Like, okay, you're going to think I'm crazy, but when do you not think I'm crazy? So, okay, everything I thought just kind of happened. I know that sounds so
really?
Weird.
You manifested things.
I mean, it was like so instant, it was creeping me out. Like, Wow. It was so weird. Like, I actually was like, I was going to call my yoga teacher who I haven't talked to in like 6 months because, you know, I crashed a motorcycle, so yeah. I couldn't do yoga for how long. So I was going to call him and get back into, like, my classes, and I was just thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do it when I park. And all of a sudden, the scooter comes, like, whizzing by and cuts in front of me, and I got mad. Like, I was like, oh, who's this dude, like, cutting me off? I almost, like, hit him, you know, he came out of nowhere. And we're pulling into, like, the Grove parking lot, and I see he has a package. And so I'm, like, hurrying up to park so I can get in the post office before he does. And it's, like, this race, like, who's going to get there? Who's going to do it? And I look at him, and I'm like, he looks through my, oh, my God, don't tell me. It was my yoga teacher.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, but it was examples of this all day.
Really?
It was so strange. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very weird.
That is weird.
I know. So
how do you explain that? Do you guys hang out the same area or
no,
something?
No. Like, no. He's not even, I haven't seen him. And he came to my birthday at my house when you, like, that was in beginning of December.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't seen him since. I haven't talked to him since then.
Wow.
Like, it was just random.
That's really weird.
But it was like things like that all day long. I would think it would happen.
Really?
Like, I went into Freshie. I'm like, I really want a free salad. And then I talked to the guy. I'm like, I lost all my thingy bobbers with stamps. Can you just, give me, you know, I've been here. And he's like, here you go. I mean, like, just stupid stuff. But it was like so crazy. Like, I would think of something and then they would call or
yeah, you should have thought of $1 million or something.
I have been thinking of something. This house. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want anyone else to sign up for it. But there's this drawing for this house in May. And, of course, I, like, bought a raffle ticket. And I'm thinking about it. And I'm, like, thinking of, like, where my furniture would go and what it's going to look like in it. And I'm going to
totally visualize
it. Huh? Hell yeah. Are you kidding?
They're giving away a house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And I'm not telling where because
okay,
it's
fine. You don't want competition.
No competition. I'll beat you out.
Sounds good. So you're dressed unusual today. I mean, it's
I'm doing a reconnection today.
Oh,
so
really?
I have a client right after here. So
wow.
You're
dressed nice. I mean, it's like pinkish, purplish kind of a thing.
It's hippie. And I'm a hippie.
Yeah, you're a hippie today.
Yeah, I'm a hippie every day. It's
every
just
day.
A matter of usually when I roll in here, it's like what I came in bed for. I was wearing a bed. Because I get up and I roll out of bed and come in here.
Yeah.
So, but I have someone like right after here, so yeah.
Sounds good. All right, well, this is cool. So you invited a couple of guests. Why don't you go ahead and tell us who they are first, and then we'll bring them in.
Okay, so there was a play called Pieces of Ass. That was like a really hit play. I guess it was like 2 years ago or something. I don't know, like when it originally started. Maybe they know.
And that's on Broadway?
No, it was off Broadway. It was like just a big, like a lot of celebrities and models and like known, you know, people were in it. And it's kind of like you ever wonder what, you know what goes on in my head because I talk about it every day and I just have no filter. It's kind of like that. Like you look at a bunch of hot girls and you're like, I wonder what. And then, you know, it's like a whole, I'll let them kind of talk about it. But anyway, I am going to be in the Peace Corps, which is like a part of, I don't know if we're allowed to announce that yet. So maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Okay, well, you already did.
I'm going to be a part of it eventually.
Okay, good.
So I'll let the girls talk.
All right. Well, we have two pieces of ass in the studio. I have to admit.
Yeah, and they're hot.
Yes, and we have Betsy. Do you want me to give out your last name?
Sure.
Might as well. It's on the website.
Yeah.
Betsy Cox, and then we have Tammy Farrell, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah. You see, they got here before Bridgetta did. They were anxious to get on the air.
Okay, well, you know what?
Yeah, tell us. I want you to tell us.
Because this building blows balls, okay? And I was waiting downstairs for the elevator forever. And then out walks these, like, two men with, like, literally the entire elevator is stock full of boxes. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You were moving and didn't let anyone know? That is rude. Yeah. And I was like, I have to get to work. Too bad. You're not taking anything out of the elevator. They looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, you're not moving anything out of the elevator. So I kind of took control and I, like, pressed the buttons. Wow. And I'm like, too bad. We're going upstairs. Move. And I blocked the door so that they couldn't get out. And they were just looking at me like, I don't know what to do. This girl's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I took control of the elevator.
She does shit like this all the time.
I love that.
I mean, I have to go. Like, it was 10 o'clock. Like, are you kidding me? I was waiting for, like, a full 4 minutes downstairs. Yeah. I was getting antsy, and I've had a lot of coffee this morning. Can you tell?
Yeah, I could tell. Yes. Yeah. She let him have it here.
I did.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your turn. That's a-
I was actually thankful for those guys. They walked in and held the door for me and let me up because you need a key. And I was like, oh my God, I don't have a key. And they're like,
no, you don't need a key for the elevator.
Yeah, they said that I did.
No. They lied. They just wanted to be near you.
Yeah,
really?
There you go.
Dirty rat bastard. See?
I may have a dinner date tonight then.
Oh, wow.
If you like the construction type.
Yeah. Listen, I like all types.
See, that's what happens.
Everybody's fine for me.
Hot and sweaty, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you let hot chicks walk around without any supervision.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues in the elevator. They weren't there when I was around, so I scared them off.
Good, yeah. I know, that was probably the highlight of their day, is seeing you there, you know.
Probably
this morning,
so. They're
by
like,
the elevator.
Drooling.
This is funny. So let's find out a little bit about you and stuff like that. Betsy, are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Virginia, do you know anybody from New Orleans?
Yeah, actually, I know a lot of people.
Really?
I've gone there and drank many of their drinks.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. New party friend coming home Woo-hoo! With me.
Hell yeah.
Cool. So, okay, so before we get into this, Tammy, why don't you tell us exactly what Pieces of Ass is and how you got involved in everything.
Okay, so Pieces of Ass, it was a number one off-Broadway show. It was 10 years ago,
Oh,
actually.
God. Whoops.
Hey, you know what? That's all right. We can just make it supposed to go along. 10
yeah.
years ago sounds
I
good.
I don't know. Yeah.
They're doing actually a 10-year anniversary. So what they've done is they brought back half of the original cast, and then there's half of the new cast, which I'm one of the new cast members. You're one of the new cast. Yeah. So we brought us in, and it's really fun because it's exactly what you said earlier. It's a whole group of hot, sexy, beautiful women, and it's what's going on in their pretty little heads, as they're saying.
Uh-huh.
And basically, each woman, you'd think, okay, this is a perfect show for men because you got all these hot chicks running around on stage, which is awesome.
Yeah, and we get to hear about what they think about all the time.
Yeah, and
you know what we think.
Yeah.
They're a lot like me.
You don't want to know what we think, but it's a lot of fun. It's hilarious and super sexy. And then on top of that, like for women, you go there and you're empowered because you know exactly what they're talking about.
That's
true.
That
was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So this is about what women think about or what hot women think about?
Just in general.
In general.
I mean, it's women in general, and everyone's hot in their own way.
Right.
Listen, if you're not hot in L.A., you can pay to be hot.
That's true, huh?
Copy that. I like where your brain is at.
No, but I'm looking at the cast, and I mean, all of you are beautiful, you know, amazing. And so how many girls are in the cast right now? Betsy.
Oh my gosh. Is it 12 or more?
I don't know.
I think it's either 12 or 13.
Mm.
We should look on the website.
Yeah,
I know. Count them. They're on the website.
They don't know anything about the show. Why are they
here? Well, go to pieces.la.com.
I'm kidding.
You
relax.
Can look it up and
Let's
look for yourself.
Let's just put it this way. There are a ton of hot chicks.
Yeah,
we have to know exactly if it's worth going.
And if you come, you will see a lot of skin.
Sounds good. So this show started in New York. Is that where it started?
Yeah, it started in New York. It's done. It's toured everywhere. It was in Vegas at the Planet Hollywood for a while. Mm-hmm. It was in L.A. I mean, and it kind of changes with each area. I mean, L.A., when you say theater, freaks people out.
Yeah.
But this is like a fun, sexy show. Like, it's not like anything you've ever seen. New York, it's definitely still sexy and a little edgier. But I think they get a little deeper with some of the issues instead of keeping it at the surface. And then Vegas, I mean, come on, it's Vegas. It's crazy, it's hot, it's fun.
Yeah.
So next week on Thursday, you get the best of all of that, like, coming together. So it's going to be super hot and really fun.
So everyone, I mean, every city sort of, like, takes on its own aura in the show. And so it's a little different in every city, right?
You know what? I think it's probably, it probably is. Because, and there's always
the
different
kind of
cast members.
Yeah.
I mean, Carmen Electra has been in it. Brooke Burke. This time, Brandi Granville is in it. Mm-hmm. Like, hello from the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Right. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere. Yeah. And you know what? She needs to be.
What's fun about the show, too, why the dynamic always changes, is the audience is not, like, just sitting there watching it. You're part of the show. Like, you can shout things out at the girls.
Really?
You can ask a question. You can do whatever you want.
Wow.
And then you get to see how these girls react to it. So it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. So you said something about Thursday. Is that when it starts?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday, the 28th at the Fonda Theater.
Okay. Yeah. And how long is this running for?
This is a one night only event.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, you got to get your tickets right now. Go online.
So everybody's got to go get it.
Yeah.
So you guys travel with the show as well?
It's going to be traveling. I know it's been picked up, I believe, in Australia. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you guys aren't allowed to say
shit. I know. I'm like, are we allowed to talk about
Well, they didn't warn us, so let's just go crazy. But I know that it's going to do...
Go on the safe side.
You know? Yeah, we're gonna be doing a tour this summer, I believe. And I'm not sure exactly all of the dates and locations yet, but this is basically the launch and the kickoff for all of it, which is... Very exciting.
And I know we have another home here in LA, which I don't know if we're allowed to say where, but I'm a part of that cast. So.
Well, since you guys are already saying it.
I didn't say where.
Let's put it this way. The only thing that matters to me is that we're going to be in LA at the Fonda on the 28th.
On Thursday. Yeah. So come Thursday.
We're really good at keeping secrets here.
Now, so let me ask you, I mean, this is going to be a one night only. You must have been rehearsing for a long time, though, right?
Yeah, we've been rehearsing for, at least a month now. And we first started meeting with the director and the producer. And the way it works out is each piece is really customized to the woman. Mm. And it's our truth and it's what our secrets are, our funny stories. And it's a lot of fun, but we went through and really found the best truth and the best story that we wanted to tell, and we've been working on that, and it's been great to hear all of these incredible women and their funny stories. Like, I love going to rehearsal because you never know what's going to come out of people's mouths. Just crap out the whole time.
So it's a loose script, right? I mean, people get to actually write their own lines?
Well, I think it's loose in the way where you can improv with the crowd and throw something out here and there.
But it's also your story, right? Or is it your story the way someone wrote it?
It's really our story, and it changes every time. I mean, you're never going to hear the same thing when you come to the show because it's really right there in the moment. You kind of have a guideline of where you want to go. You're not just going to go babble, but there's definitely a direction to it, but it's always going to be different because it's going to be what's real in that moment.
Yeah, you see, that's cool. I mean, that that would be cool. That's original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did... What? So how did you first find out about it, Tammy?
I first found out, actually, the PR company that is doing all the PR for us was my PR people when I was Miss California. Yeah, I was the beauty queen. Hi.
Wow, Miss California.
So I was Miss California in 2009, and the PR people there contacted me because they were recasting, and they were good friends with the director of the show, and so they were like, you have to meet with him. And I was like, okay. And then when I got the show, it was hilarious. I tell my parents, I'm like, hey, I booked this off-Broadway show. And they're like, oh, great. What's it called? I'm like, Pieces. Pieces, huh? And I was like,
that's
a lot of fun.
You must have loved that one.
Yeah. My dad's super pumped, though. Like, I'm from Oregon originally, so my dad and mom are coming to town next week. And my dad, like, sent out an email to his boss, like, I'm going to need time off next week because I've got a red carpet event in Hollywood with, like, playmates and supermodels and actors. And his boss is like, can I come?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's true. And what about you, Betsy? How did you find out about it? How did you become involved?
You know, actually, I'm the host. So I come out four times in the show and do different things. And a friend of mine referred me, and I met with the director, Brian. And I was like... you know, I'm just so goofy and crazy all the time.
No.
the producer, Shelly's like, let me send you some questions. And I answered. She goes, I would like to invite you to be part of the show. So, I mean, that's how I got on the show. And in the first rehearsal, Brian looks at me and says, oh, I had no idea you were this hot the first time I met you. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's like...
He's got the worst compliments. He tells me when he first meets me, he goes, wow, you're delightfully kooky. I was like, what? What do I do with that one?
Oh, God. I know, sometimes whatever you say is not taken right. You know?
It's so funny.
Because I'm sure he meant well, you know. But,
oh, yeah. I never shut up. The first time I met him, I was like, laughing.
And so you didn't even notice what you looked like.
Yeah, no. Probably not. I'm so loud. It's like, how once I feel you get you. Past that, then you can see something.
So you're a natural on the stage, obviously. You're very outgoing and confident and stuff like that. At what age did you start getting into acting?
At like 19.
Okay, so it's not like, oh, I was a little kid and at four years old I did commercials and all that stuff. Yeah.
Don't steal it.
Well, there's a lot of stories like that.
No, I started modeling, and I first moved here, and I was modeling. And then I was like, this is boring. So then I started doing comedy and, stand-up.
So you grew up in New Orleans. What made you decide to move to L.A.?
For a career. Yeah, moved here, and I started modeling right.
So you wanted to model and you figured LA is a good place to do it?
Yeah, well, I lived in Miami for a little while and then I auditioned for something and came here and then I was like, I am not going back.
Yeah. I don't blame you, you know. I mean, there's a lot of action out here.
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, it's awesome out here.
Yeah. So you came for modeling and then, I mean, did you also have in mind I'm going to act and stuff too? Or?
Yeah, you know, I did. I thought, oh, maybe I should try that. My agent pushed me to get into it because at first I was like, I don't want to say lines. But I've booked more commercials than anything, so look, I don't have to say lines.
That's awesome.
But then I started doing stand-up, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be natural for you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean...
So do you still... So that's what you do now? I mean, you do stand-up and
stuff?
Yeah,
I do stand-up here and there. I create things on YouTube all the time. Different channels, different sketches, different ideas and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's creative. Tammy, you're from Oregon, you said?
Yes.
And so at what point did you move out here?
My whole life, I'm much like you. When I was growing up, like, I played Barbies as a little kid, and they'd be like, oh, look, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor. I was like, I'm a supermodel actress and singer. And I'd, like, roll out my red sock. Like, I was a weird kid. I'm still weird.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. My whole life, it's what I wanted to do, but my parents wouldn't let me do it until I was 18. They wanted me to be, like, a normal kid.
Yeah.
And when I was 18, I actually won Miss Teen USA. And so I moved to New York and I lived with Miss USA and Miss Universe and worked for Donald Trump because that's totally normal.
Yeah. And wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. Then I studied acting out there at the New York School. It was then the New York School for Film and Television, which is now has like a much more prestigious title. It's like the New York Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Yeah.
We're really fancy. And then after that, I auditioned for a show, Hope and Faith, in I went straight to producers, screen tested, and I was like, this is easy. Yeah. And then I moved to Hollywood and became like the waitress and starving artist. But, so dreams do come true, kid.
They do, eventually.
But yeah, I've been here since I was about 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So now you were Miss Teen USA before you moved here?
Yes, I was.
When you were still in Oregon?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
so you had to win Oregon first, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the USA.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Crazy.
How long does that take? How long is like the process to like get ready and prepare for a pageant?
You know, I never really wanted to do them when I was younger. I think it was not like Toddlers and Tiaras. Like,
I watched it before and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
parents are crazy.
That's where Honey Boo Boo came from.
Exactly. Crazy. So yeah, I definitely wasn't like into any of that. It was like when I I basically decided as a teenager when I couldn't do modeling or anything else that my family was like, okay, fine, like you can do this, and kind of just got into it, not really knowing the entirety of what like the process was, like completely unaware of like how it all went.
Right.
And my main motivation for it was to get into acting and modeling, so I saw that as kind of an in, as a stepping stone towards that, and then, you know, had this amazing opportunity and ended up winning, and then, you know, made some great friends, and that kind of helped guide me in my career here, because I was off of straight off the farm in Oregon. Like, I had no clue what I was doing. No idea.
Yeah. So that's a great story. I mean, is this a story you use in the show?
I can't tell you. Well, you got to come on Thursday.
That's true.
Yeah, come
Keep
Thursday and see what I got to say.
But I mean, that must, I mean, I'm wondering what a woman must think, you know, when you like first win. Well, first you win the state, which is a big deal anyway. And then, you know, you win over 50 different girls from other states. And I mean, what do you think? Do you think I'm like better than everybody, or how does it work?
Yeah,
no. I would.
Honestly, the first thing you think is when you get there and you see all these beautiful women. I remember calling my mom crying and being like, ugh, don't come.
Like, I saw these
girls like, wow, like they're amazing. And I think the interesting thing with the pageants is it's a lot like a sorority or like a sisterhood. Like, you start to see people with similar interests and goals and dreams, and obviously you still want to win, you want the opportunity, but for the first time you kind of feel like you are with equals, like people who see things or have the same dreams as you, or, you know, being from a small town, like, people didn't really understand those dreams. So it's a good opportunity, I think, for young girls, as long as you're doing it for you and not like your parents putting you in like a down and
like there you go.
Doing that toddlers and tiaras stuff. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But it's cute. I mean, it is sweet to see people put their kids. I mean,
it's cute. As long as they don't become like the psycho mom. Because, like, I will say, my sister was on Team USA for figure skating. And I saw what they went through. And, like, I watched a quick thing of Toddlers and Tiaras, and I'm like, yep, and same skating moms. I mean, they're,
so
like, crazy.
That's your new show you need to produce. Skating moms. They've got moms.
Oh,
they've got padded moms. Skating moms.
It is so, like, they're so snooty, stuck up. And I can't explain to you. I just remember, like, my sister was, this is actually a really sad story. She was sabotaged, like, 3 different times. On purpose, because they were going to the Junior Olympics, and that's where the last one happened, and the doctors were like, you'll die if you do it again, so you can't go back out. It's crazy. Like, that Nancy Kerrigan stuff actually happens.
Wow. Really?
It's insane. Like, they sharpened her skates backwards so that she would, like...
What?
Yeah.
What?
The angles would be wrong, and she's, like, 11 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Because who knows how to do something like that at 11?
The shop owners, their daughter was competing against my sister.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
For like medals.
So good.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane.
Oh my gosh.
I watched, like, you know, and my mom changed.
Because it's worth a lot of money when you win, I guess, right?
Well, it's that and like your sponsors and whatnot, but it's the point of like how hard they, I mean, she was homeschooled, so it's like, you know, you go into the rink at like 6 a.m., you skate till like, I don't know, 4 p.m., then you do your homework, then you go back to the rink. And during that time, a lot of my family did not even talk to my mom because she changed. Like, she was, no, my daughter's number one. My daughter's going here. And, like, it was crazy.
Right.
It was, and we were... What?
That's
that
okay.
Noise.
That's okay. We expected
like,
that.
What is that noise?
Yeah.
I can see how you can get wrapped up though.
It
becomes an obsession. Like, you know, the parents start to want it more than the kids.
Yep.
You know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, shoot. Thank God I don't have kids. Because it would be bad. I would be like, my kid's the dumbest kid on the block. Oh, we have to be at the skating rink. Oh, God, I forgot about that. My kid would be like number 20.
But at least they'd be safe.
Exactly.
There's no competition in that kid.
Yeah, and if somebody did my kid's skates the wrong way and made her fall, I would be in jail. So
yeah.
We wouldn't be going
I'm right there
now.
With you.
I am taking you down right now.
Yep.
Do you plan to have kids eventually?
I want to adopt a lot of kids, but yeah, maybe I'll have one. Who knows? But I mean, I adopt a million dogs. So I figure why not add a collection
of children?
Yeah, exactly.
Dogs are like children. They totally are.
Yeah. Listen, I think kids would be easier because you can go shut the heck up with a different word. Dogs, you're like, stop it, and they just look at you and do it again.
I'm
Oh my God.
How many dogs do you have?
I had 5, but I have my sisters live next door. I have 2 sisters, and we all live next to each other.
It's so like fun.
It's constant party.
That's right.
So I got them 2
place.
Dogs, and I have 4. Right? Come over. I know the whole neighborhood always comes over for a barbecue.
I'm sure.
It's like we're so New Orleans country bumpkin white trash barbecue.
I'm sure it's the New Orleans thing. They're like, hot chicks, we're coming.
Hot trashy chicks.
I know. Well, you know, you obviously are like, you know, all outgoing and everything, and Tammy's like more like the I think she's got a wild fire hidden inside, you know. She just comes across like I'm innocent, you know.
She does. She when we first were in rehearsal and I saw her piece, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to take her and put her in a box and keep her with me all day. I was like, I'm obsessed with her. She's so cute and has this sweet innocence about her. But then, you know, there is definitely something behind there.
You know, I'm a woman of mystery, guys.
Wow. So now, when you were winning all this, did you find that friends or so-called friends were like jealous of you and, you know,
I just, more than anything, I found that I had a lot more friends and ex-boyfriends that I never knew I had.
Really?
I'm like, oh, I met your boyfriend so-and-so. I'm like, what? I've never met that guy ever. Or like, friends, people think that they knew me. Like, I grew up in a really small town, so my mom would be like, oh, I ran into your good friend Susie Q or something. I'm like, who?
Yeah.
She's like, Susie, you know, she talks all about you all the time. I'm like, I have never met that lady. Like, I have no clue who that is. So you got like more of like the weird people who think they know you because
they've seen you somewhere or whatever. I know. It's like sometimes you go, oh, I've seen you before, and it's like, you know, you think you know them.
Yeah, I know that story. And then it's like, that's right, late night TV.
Yeah.
My penis pills.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where I saw you.
And usually you can tell because, like, they'll start looking at you and they look again and they look back and then I count. I do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2. Here they come. And then they're like, I totally know you. And I'm like, nope, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Wow. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Betsy and Tammy from the show Pieces of Ass. You can go to piecesla.com and look at the information on the show and see pictures and
stuff. Buy tickets too.
And
buy tickets fast because they're almost sold out.
In fact, somebody posted on Facebook this morning. I go, oh, wait a minute, these girls are coming into the show today, and they were saying, it's almost sold out.
Stuff,
so
it is.
Definitely go. I mean, even if you don't like theater, you know, I mean, you just look at the beautiful women, pretend you're like at a pageant or something.
I would definitely say it is not like theater. It is like so wild and off the cuff. You're going to be getting things that you are not expecting.
Wow. So it's along something like the vagina monologues or something, right? No.
No. No. I'm already bored of that idea.
Yeah. I know. I was bored of that show, too.
I'm bored of that.
It's real. It's true. It's wild. It's like, it's funny is what it is. Like, I mean, in through the rehearsal, we have to do, like, you know, a full rehearsal. So when we finally did our first full rehearsal, I was on the floor. And every time somebody went up and did their piece, I'm like, oh, my God, you're, like, the funniest person I've ever met. And then the next person, oh, my God, you're so funny. It's like, you're like, which one is better?
Yeah.
They're all so funny. And then they're so true, too. I think if you are a man or a woman, you can relate to it, especially the women. I mean, the men, you're going to go there and you're going to just be like, wow, these chicks are hot. Like, and for that alone, like, you're welcome. But then for the women, like, you'll gain a lot from the things they say. And I think, guys, go and take notes. Like, you can finally see what
not to do. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it might make some people feel a little better about this. I remember I was like, wow, she might be a little more crazy than me. Maybe.
Yeah. You know what's going to be awesome is like the after party with everybody. That's where I'm like excited to meet everyone. And just all of us being drunk will be hilarious.
That's true, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The after party is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Really? So if I come to the show, you'll invite me to the party?
Yeah. So if you get the, what is it, the orchestra
ticket? I think
ticket?
It's the orchestra seats. Yeah,
you get on the list to go to the after party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are starting to buy tables, the $2,000 tables.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You can buy tables and a lot of people, which I personally, if I was going to the show, I would have to have a table.
Yeah.
VIP people. Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you. So the tables go to the after party as well, but it'll be crazy to see these, you know, tables buying liquor.
Yeah.
Crazy for the show.
It's funny how guys are considered like so shallow. I mean, you're going, oh, the guys will just come and look at the hot chicks.
Well, you guys are shallow.
And the women
Really? Like,
no,
but
it's true. I mean,
the whole damn show.
It's true. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I mean, guys are not going to go there to listen to the stories.
No, and we hope they don't. We hope they just get wasted, keep buying those bottles.
Time for more stories.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We'll keep the show going. Yeah. Bring her back.
That's funny. Tammy, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers. I have an older brother and a younger brother. Mm-hmm. My younger brother is married. He got married in August. My older brother is single, so ladies out there.
Hey.
There you go.
Well, I should be bringing him
you
to the show.
You should auction him off.
We should totally
auction him off. Oh my God, that would be hot.
That's actually a really good idea.
Thank
Genius
you.
Genius idea. You're like,
now how do you do that?
Can I auction my sisters off for a husband too?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that would just be great.
Yeah, he's auction. He's single, ladies, ready to mingle.
That's so cute.
But yeah, he's awesome. My younger brother though, I'm married, and my mom is like now with this baby. I've been married for 2 years, and so she's now like, when are you gonna have a baby? I'm like, for a long time. But my little brother got married, so now that's my new out. As I'm like, oh, Ricky and Jamie are gonna make the cutest baby. Oh my God, look how cute they are. I'm trying to like push it over onto them.
That's funny.
So now how does it work when you become a model? How do you go into acting? I mean, do you have to learn, study something, or did you?
You have to be able to, like, memorize lines.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, so hard. No, I studied. I actually wanted to be an actress first, so it was different for me, but I studied out in New York.
That school
you were
talking about.
Yeah, and then I studied with some different schools and teachers out here.
Right.
And I think that the biggest thing is in acting is it's actually, you would be perfect for it, obviously, is you have to learn how to be real. Like, you're not acting. Like, if you are acting, then you're a terrible actor. Like, if you can just be real and, like, interact and react to what's happening to you. And so there's a lot of different techniques that can help you with that.
Wow.
But a lot of models, like, the great models are the ones who, they sell things because it's true. So there's always a thought behind the photo. It's not just like, oh, she's smiling, like she's thinking something. So I think it's an easier transition if you are a model because you're already comfortable in front of the camera.
Right.
You're comfortable with movement and you're able to express emotion.
That's
so now it's just like verbalizing it.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. And how did it work out with you?
Oh,
was it the same thing pretty much?
I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, I, you know, honestly, this is how I feel about it, but it's everybody... Different things work for different people. For me, an acting class is not going to work. It got me. I was like, wait, huh? Because, look, I'm not the smartest cookie in the cookie dough roll. Okay. It takes me a little longer to get things. Fine.
You're a little slow.
I'm good with that. School was a major challenge. But I think for me, what worked the best for acting, and I don't think like an acting class worked for me, it was improv and doing like UCB, because UCB is kind of like where you like you
it's
get
for the
up
ADD people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's I think I have ADD and ADHD.
I think you do too. But I think it's hot.
I'm just very lucky that I look good.
Yeah.
My body looks like a high school body. I'm very lucky. I wouldn't have it. No, I would have nothing going for me. Truly. I praise God every day. Thank you, God.
Your condition is called bouncing off the wall.
Oh, yeah. It's called crazy. I don't know what it's called. It's called People Can't Take It For Too Long.
Yeah. Were you always like this when you were young, too?
Oh, my God. Really? People keep asking me, did you see this movie? I'm like, quit. And I keep telling them, I did not watch movies and TV as a kid. I was very hyper. Mm. I was in the front yard in a bikini doing cartwheels, winking at boys.
That's funny. Oh, and you have two sisters. Did they move out here too? Is that what you're describing?
My sisters and my mom live here now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, follow the leader. That would be me.
There you go. And your sisters, are they hot too?
Oh, my God. My sisters, really? If you go on my Facebook, I have a ton of pictures of us. One of my sisters is a black-haired, dark-skinned, green-eyed.
Really?
And then another sister is a brunette, blue-eyed, like bombshell with huge lips. So we're Cuban, Sicilian, and German. So Woo! My younger sister's
Sicilian,
like,
yeah.
I knew we had
You can tell
kind
there's some Italian there.
Want to come over for lasagna?
Wait, but is it gluten-free?
What Italian eats gluten-free? Yeah.
Well, she's the modern Italian.
I ate so damn much my entire life. They're like, more pasta. I became allergic to that shit.
Pilates. I'm telling you, because I ate so much pasta and stuff growing up, too, because my whole family. So my stomach was always kind of big. Yeah. I was like, I need a flat stomach. And I swear to God, Pilates works. Yeah.
I just signed up for Pilates, actually, this morning. Thank you, Groupon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Groupons are the best.
Yeah. Groupons are the bomb. I know.
And Pilates is the best.
Sweet. It got really silent all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know.
Quiet. Why did it get so quiet?
Everybody's listening to what to do. Everybody's like, wait, what? What gets your stomach flat?
I'm in.
Yeah, let me learn. No, but that Groupon is good. I'm going for a photo shoot today.
Oh, the one that you got? I saw that on there, too.
Yeah, it's like $50 or something.
Nice.
A $300 shoot, you know? So what the hell, you know?
Yeah. You need new shots for up there.
Yeah, I guess I could. Yeah, for the website, too, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I figured for $50 I can't pass it up, you know? So sometimes the deals are good. Although I've had to wait 4 months until they finally
This is where you pull a Bridgetta. Like, haven't you learned from me? This is when you call and say, I have a radio show, and if you don't want me to talk shit about you, I suggest you get me in this week. This is what I do.
That's amazing. I would have free classes. I would be like,
I have a radio show.
Yeah. She has free everything.
I do it all the time. Well, I also write for websites. So it's like, and that's the thing. If you piss me off, I'm going to talk shit about you. Yeah. That's just the thing. Like, I can't remember who it was, but I remember I went on a rant recently about, like, you know what? It really sucks. Don't go there.
Yeah, the restaurant.
What restaurant was it?
Oh, my God.
There was a couple, actually.
But they tweeted back, and they're like, I'm so sorry. How can we fix this? Oh, yeah, that's the thing. This is why I love Twitter. You can always find, this is genius. So this is what you do, for example.
Let's get some free stuff. How are we getting free stuff?
Okay, let's just make an example, like Burger Bar, okay? You go online, you Google Burger Bar PR Twitter, and you find their PR person's Twitter, and then, and then if they've got several locations, you find the location that you went to, because there's usually like three Twitters, like one for the location, one for the PR people, and then one for like the head office.
Right.
You tag them all and you tell them your experience. And if it was shitty, they tell them it was shitty. And then you start talking shit about it, like why it was shitty. And then they write you back and they'll comp you or they'll fix it.
Hi, genius. Can I get your phone number? Can we be friends? Because I can learn from you.
Totally.
She knows all the ways.
That is so smart. Oh my gosh. I'm going to be like, excuse me, my friend has a radio station. So you better not PMO. Me.
I like that PMO.
PMO.
I like it.
Yeah, I got it from my older sister. I'm she walks around and she's always like, oh my God, PMO, PMO.
That's greatness.
So oh my God, PMO. I was thinking at first, I was like, what's that mean? Every time she texts me with new, like, FML, and I'm like, what is that? And it takes me 20 minutes, and then I ask my little sister, what Felicia just texts me FML, what's that mean? Sophia's like, oh God, you're so dumb.
It's so funny. Okay. And you're laughing, and you probably have no idea what it means.
What, PMO?
Yeah.
Piss me off. No?
All right, What's FML?
Fuck my life. Fuck my life. I'm good to that stuff.
I just want to keep making him say things.
I know.
What does this mean?
Yeah, let's play this game.
Okay. No, I don't follow. And then the L, the laugh in my.
Laugh out loud. Or whatever. LOL. I hate LOL. I hate people like LOL.
I know.
Like, I don't know why. It has irked me from day one when that started, like, what, a couple years, like 5 years ago, whatever it was. And I'm like, LOL, that is just so, like, retarded. Like, yeah. I hated it. I refuse to use it. I know it's retarded. But I used to refuse to use, like, the abbreviations for the longest time just because I don't know why it irked me. Yeah. And that's really weird. I don't know why.
Because it was a transition to digital world, you know? I hate when people write, like, ha 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 and stuff, you know? That's like, you know.
Okay, I
just
went,
say
ha,
that's
ha, ha.
Funny, you know? I mean.
Why? I'm laughing.
I write ha 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 more than LOL. I don't write LOL, but ha ha ha.
Whatever.
I write ha 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 and LOL because I need people to know that I'm really laughing. Look, it took me long enough to figure out what the heck LOL meant. Using it now.
That's awesome. Do you guys have Twitter handles you want to give out to everyone? Websites or not?
No. I'm Blingin' Betsy on Twitter.
Blingin' Betsy.
That is awesome.
I'm real original. It's Tammy _Farrell. Okay. What? I need sounds something good. Cooler. Blingin' Betsy.
Oh, my gosh. Bling, bling.
No. So I need something way clever now. Like.
Mine's just real Bridgetta because people were making fake ones.
I had real Tammy for a while.
But I don't even have fake ones. So that didn't even make any sense.
I don't have fake ones either.
Yeah. You haven't arrived yet.
One day.
Hey, I am saying, like, one day, you know, pop out a few, and if they start getting a little weird, then I got to fix them up.
Yeah.
Fix them up. Look, you got to fix your body like you fix your car, okay? You want it to look good. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Well, in the last few minutes, so Tammy, you're married now. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 2.5 years.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Sweet Southern boy. So, and I've never been to New Orleans, so I need to go with you. But he's trying to take me a few times. Last time I had the flu.
What?
Yeah. How bad is that? Like, you get to New Orleans, you get the flu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, when you get there, you drink so much whiskey, it'll knock the flu out of you.
I think we need to be ready, like, to New Orleans right now so I get a free trip or something.
Yeah.
Who's the talent people, travel people for New Orleans? Hashtag whatever. Free trip. But,
So how did he get you? I mean, did you guys meet? How did you meet?
They never met. They decided to get married.
I didn't finish the frigging question.
It was an arranged marriage. No, you know, real classy. I got a job at Abercrombie & Fitch at the Grove.
I used to work at Abercrombie & Fitch.
Everybody worked
I did, too. For the discount, right?
I know. It's totally a rite of passage. So I got a job there. And I was working behind the register, and he walked in, and no joke, I looked at the girl next to me, and I was like, I'm going to marry that guy.
Wow.
And he came up, and he was like, y'all hiring, with his cute little Southern accent, and I was like, yes, we are.
Yeah, we'll hire you.
And I was like, he's like, can I talk to the manager? I was like, I'm the manager, which of course I wasn't, but whatever. And so he was like, oh, I just want to set up an interview, and I was like, well, let's go. And I start interviewing him.
Wow.
Totally inappropriate questions. But because I was behind the register, the line grew out the door, and so then the real manager came, and I got obviously in trouble, but he got hired anyways because it's Abercrombie & Fitch. Everybody gets hired.
Yeah.
And his first
as long as you're hot, you're high.
You're in.
You don't have to have a brain. It's just if you're hot.
And just walk around and spray perfume at the door.
Because you're a brand model.
Brand model, yeah.
So. That's why I'm saying, you know, proven once again, it's all bullshit when women say it's not about the looks, it's about the personality, the this and that. You know what? Women look at looks as well.
We could be feeling the chemistry, Sam.
Okay, chemistry my ass. He just walked in the door.
He was pretty cute.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
There you go.
But you know what though? I do have friends who like it builds. Like sometimes they have a friendship or something. There's a guy that maybe they didn't notice, and then one day it just. Hits.
That's true, yeah. But, I mean, it's a turn-on, you know, when a woman takes it into her own hands, you know, to say, wow, I'm going to get that guy, you know. But, obviously, you have to be pretty hot to be chosen by you.
Well,
thank you. And what about you, Betsy? Anybody in your life
I'm married.
Now?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I've been married for a while.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, I just don't wear a ring, people.
Yeah, I mean, you
I tease my husband
don't...
all the time. I'm like, I'm keeping my options open.
Boy,
he's like, goodbye. At this point, he's like, go, who wants you?
Does he sometimes feel he can't handle you? Or you're like, too much?
Let's just put it this way. He travels a lot for work. I wonder if a little more than he really needs to. Yeah. He's very happy to go out of town. But we have a very loud house, okay? Me, the phone, and the dogs. Things are crazy, but yeah.
Great. So let's remind everybody again about the show. When is it going to be on?
Yeah, Pieces of Ass. Go get your tickets now before we sell out, because we are literally like getting down to the end. But on February... March. Wow, I'm awake. March 28th, so next Thursday. Next it's going to be at the Fonda Theater. You can get tickets on piecesofass.com.
No,
piecesla.com. Right. And it's going to be so much fun. And if you get the orchestra seats, you get to come party with us afterwards. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be like a huge celebrity event. I mean, honestly, everyone is going to be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how much are the tickets, do you know, like for the orchestra?
I think they're like $30.
Orchestra tickets were $40. I know if you go
that's
online.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Well, you better hurry and get them, though, because then you have to get them on Ticketmaster, right?
And then they'll be like,
like $55 or something.
Yeah, it's like another $12, $15 fee or something. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited, though. You know, it's funny because you said something earlier. Women say it's the personality and not the looks. And it reminded me of this girl Samantha's piece, and it's going to be amazing. It touches a lot on that, you know.
I think it's the all-around package.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, you got to have the attraction.
Exactly.
You know, and like my guy's hot.
Yeah, but I mean, but she went as far as I'm going to marry this guy.
You know? I mean,
all
it's funny because
it looks, yeah.
Let me tell you, no smoking hot, successful business guy is going to walk up to you because they're like, oh, she's got a good personality. I can see it from across the room. Yeah. Ain't happening.
Right.
Not at all.
That's true, yeah. So everybody, if you want to know what hot chicks think about and what they go through in their lives, go and see Pieces of Ass. The website is piecesla.com. And, of course, we have Betsy Cox and Tammy Farrell in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank
it's been a lot of fun. You guys are a lot of fun.
Better see you next week.
Yeah. Yes. You will be awesome. There.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Next Thursday. What time does it start?
Doors open at 7 for drinks.
It's 7, and it's at the Fonda Theater.
Where is it in? Hollywood. It's on.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, it's in Hollywood. It's right by the W Hotel.
Okay, sounds good.
Just Google it.
Yeah, exactly, everybody.
Just
so
Google
come
it.
See us. We'll probably be there, too, so... So join us there. And
guys, I just want to say one more thing. You cannot buy tickets at the door. It will be sold out completely by the time the show comes. So if you want tickets, you got to get them now.
Go get them now. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.